Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahushua on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network. Live with Acelia, Celia, and Zariah. Thursdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahushua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.
Shalom, peace, and welcome back, ladies, to BHYY Radio. Welcome back on this Thursday evening. I'm your host, Acelia Yisrael, along with the ladies, holding it down on the panel. Shalom, ladies, how y'all doing tonight?
Shalom, shalom, peace, my sisters. This is Zariah, and it's a beautiful day outside. I pray everybody is having a blessed night. I'm doing well.
Hey, shalom, fam. It's Celia. How y'all doing this evening? I'm doing well.
Doing well. Excellent. It is a nice day. It is. And, you know, as we coming into the spring, you know, everything is...
Yes.
Everything is just coming back to life, and, you know, it's warm outside, and definitely wherever you located, if it's a nice day, wherever you are, make sure that you go out every now and again and enjoy this sun and all of that good stuff. So we pray that you all are doing well. A special peace goes out to the ladies listening on the phone lines, those of you listening in the chat room, and those of you who are listening later on in the archive. Special peace goes out your way. And we hope that you are doing well on this Thursday evening as you are making your commutes to and from work and all of that good stuff. And, so tonight we are talking about, tonight's topic is positive affirmations. And so we're talking about the power of positive thinking and positive speech specifically. If you believe the phrase, you are what you think, then life truly stems from your thoughts. But we must translate thoughts into words and eventually into actions in order to manifest our intentions. And so this means that we have to be very careful with our words, choosing to speak only those which work toward our benefit and cultivate our highest good. Okay, so affirmations, basically you speaking something into existence. It helps purify our thoughts and restructure the dynamic of our brains, so that basically training us, our brains, so that we truly begin to think more positively, start to think that things are more possible instead of stressing out all the time. Now, the word affirmation comes from Latin, meaning to make steady or strengthen. And to affirm also means to state firmly, strongly, and publicly. You know, so when you affirm something, it's not just some little mouse in the corner like, yeah, I guess I can do it. Like, no, that's, you know, when you affirm it, you out in the open with it, you loud, and, well, not loud like that. You ain't screaming, but you strong with it, you steady with it. So, ladies, let's talk about that. Let's talk about how we can speak more positivity in our lives, and let's talk a little bit about how that adds to our quality of life.
Yes, yes, positive affirmations. First, we have to learn how to speak blessings and abundance into our life. And what I mean by that, the mind is a very, you know, powerful tool. And it has sometimes, like the saying goes, I think, therefore I am. You know, with all aspects of your life, whether it be sickness, whether it be motivation, you know, it all begins in the mind. And I just wanted to share briefly with you guys some of my favorite affirmations and what they mean to me and how they help me get through a day or get through any type of situation where I may be feeling, you know, not motivated, or I may be feeling like, you know, I'm not enough and things of that nature. One of them is, I am in charge of how I feel, and today I'm choosing happiness. So with that being said, in the morning, you know, when I wake up, I say my prayers and I make a conscious decision that no matter what the adversary throws my way, I'm going to continue to find happiness within my day. You know, because sometimes we can overthink, and it's all about perception. It's the way we perceive things is most likely the outcome of a situation. I accept myself. Meaning for all that I was, for all that I am, and for all I'm striving to become. Meaning I'm absolutely okay with me today. You know, I'm okay in the spot that I am just for today. You know, I'm open and ready to attract abundance into my life. Meaning I'm claiming the blessings. I'm claiming all good things that life has to offer me. You know, I'm improving each day. Regardless of how the adversary tries to play with my mind, I'm better today than I was yesterday. And I just wanted to read something really quick that I found to be helpful. Only as high as I reach can I grow. Only as far as I seek can I go. Only as deep as I look can I see. Only as much as I dream can I be. So these are some of the things that I think of on a daily basis that helps me when I'm in my slumps. Because a lot of times, like I said in the beginning, it all begins in the mind. it all begins in the way you think and the way you speak. What you put out there is definitely what you're going to get back. So we have to learn to keep these positive affirmations going on in our life so that we can follow suit with our actions, because it all starts in the mind.
Right, right. Man, those were some really good ones there. And you're absolutely right, Akosi. It really does start in the mind. I mean, I don't think we really understand how powerful the mind is, you know. And
exactly.
One of the things that I thought about as we, you know, just getting ready for the topic is that just thinking about when people really believe in something, and we've heard this just over the course of our lives, when people believe in something enough, you know, they really believe it, they gonna do everything they can to make it happen, or as the saying goes, move hell and hot water to do it. And that's
mm-hmm.
powerful in itself, because it means that when we believe enough in something, we will put forth the actions that is necessary to do it. And so how that relates
exactly.
to positive affirmations and how it relates to speech is that often when we speak positivity about something, we believe it more. Naturally, it's just that's just how the brain works. And as a result of that, we work more toward doing it. So positive speech strengthens us by helping us to believe in the potential of an action that we desire to manifest.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead, Zariah.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I like how both of you brought that up, Zariah. Thank you for sharing those affirmations that you have for yourself. Because truly, you know, even as you hear the words, they just make you feel strong. They make you feel powerful. They make you feel energized. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I like how you ladies are bringing up the mind, because truly as women, of course, we all can attest to the fact that we are very intuitive creatures. And, you know, the more we think and the more we speak and the more that we talk, and I'm not necessarily saying the things that we do out loud. I'm talking about those conversations and those thoughts, you know, and all of that that we do on the inside, because as women, we do that a lot. We do a lot of internalizing. And if we start to internalize positivity, then it is truly going to affect how we act. It's all about the action. So if you are acting in positivity, then the reaction is going to be in positivity. So as you speak it, so your mind moves it, and your whole body is in sync with that positivity. You know, you may tell yourself something at the beginning of the day that's positive, and as your day keeps going on, a kink or a problem may surface, but doesn't your mind always go back to that positive affirmation? You may say something like, well, you know what? I told myself, you know, I'm not going to get discouraged. I'm not going to be upset. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm not even going to worry about that negativity. I'm going to keep moving on and doing what I need to do. And that just allows you to reset yourself. You know, we really have to be mindful of the things that we say, ladies. And, you know, I know we sound like broken records, but this is real. This is life. There is power. You know, there is life and death in the power of the tongue. We have to remember that. And if we are constantly speaking negativity, if you constantly being condescending, if you constantly putting down a situation, or if, you know, if you constantly speaking bad, if all you do is breed negativity, this is what you're going to bring forth. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to be accountable for the things that you say, because the things that you say actually govern your moves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to start being more responsible. We have to be responsible about the things that are coming out of our mouths, see, because the things that we end up doing are things that we've already told ourselves. So meaning when you wake up in the morning and you still feeling sleepy and, you know, like I tell Zariah, yeah, you know what I'm saying, girl, I'm dragging like a wagon in the morning. But see, if I keep telling myself that I'm dragging
mm-hmm.
like a wagon all day, then pretty much my day is going to be unproductive. I got to say to myself, well, you know what, I'm waking up on a lighter note. I got my coffee. I done read my scripts. You know, my family is doing good. I'm going to have a great day. Energy that we have to harness. You know, you can't harness that negative energy. And we got to realize, too, that the people around us, they're affected by what we say and how we move as well. You know, again, we got to start being more responsible and being accountable for the things that are coming out of our mouths. And, you know, if you constantly have to look back and see that, wow, you know what, I came into that with the wrong mindset, maybe that's the reason why it's not working out. Because, you know, some of us are just Debbie Downers. We really are. We don't have any faith. We lack faith. We lack strength. You know, we lack trust. And, you know, we'll say real quick, oh, well, I know that's not going to work out for me. I already know something's going to go wrong, so I'm not even really going to get my hopes up. And then when it goes left and when it goes south, you know, we be mad about it. And you have to stop and say, well, dang, I did kind of talk myself out of a blessing. So, you know, again, be accountable for what comes out of your mouth.
We have to also learn how to control our mind and to control our thoughts, because when you defeat starts in the mind first, and then it manifests in your actions and your speech. And what I mean by that is, have you ever, like, once you've given up mentally, once you've checked out, it's a disaster from that point on. And when I tell you that the mind has the power to control, I mean, to heal the body, have you ever been in a situation or known somebody who's been in a situation where they were fine all the way up until they went to the doctor and got diagnosed with something, and
mm-hmm.
then from that point on they have checked out mentally, so this sickness has overtaken
uh-huh.
them? Because mentally they're already thinking, I'm dead. So everything that they speak and all the moves that they make are a reference to somebody ready to check out. That's because your mind has, you have been defeated mentally, and it has shown in everything. You know, like for my grandmother, for example, you know, she had a stroke, and she was at the point where she could have gotten better, but mentally she had checked out. She gave up. So once you give up mentally, it's no getting better. We have to learn how to be more positive in all areas in our lives, and it starts with our thoughts. If we think we can, we can.
Right,
if you
right.
want to get better, you can get better.
Yeah, that's powerful there, because my husband and I were just talking about how, you know, when people have illnesses, I think we was talking about the Charlie Murphy. For those of you listening, you don't know Charlie
mm-hmm.
Murphy, just way. And we were talking about cancer. That's what it was. And we was just talking about how people do well pretty much all the way up until they go in and they get that diagnosis. They get
mm-hmm.
that declaration. But what is it? It is a quote-unquote confirmation of something. It is that speech. It is that declaration. It is, what does the doctor do? He literally speaks it into existence.
Ooh,
you could have been
say that.
The healthiest person ever all the way up until you went to the doctor, and then he says what you have cancer, and just like you, and that's why I think that's powerful what you just said about how mentally you check out, and what happens, the person starts getting worse. I mean, yes, of course, we know once people start getting on chemo and all of that, it pretty much kills all the cells and all of that. But mentally, that's deep. Even when they give, I don't know if they still do that. Maybe y'all can help me out on this. But when they give people, I guess they run these tests and they give people, like, you know, people think that they got some kind of medication, but it's really nothing. It's really sugar. It's just really nothing serious, and
yes.
then they end up getting better. Yeah, like they end up getting better.
They call it placebo.
Because of that thing. But it's like, no, you getting better because in your mind, you are
you
better.
You think it's working.
You're there,
yes.
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, you speaking it into existence, and you doing all of that. And so I'm loving just us talking about how it manifests itself. on, oh, there it is. Thank you. Somebody in the chat room said placebo medication. So basically, it ain't really medication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I'm loving the, because y'all know how it is. Sometimes you have to see how it manifests on the physical, and then you're able to process how, just the whole process of how that came about. And so, man, starts in the mind, comes out the mouth, goes through the actions. And family, this is something that is really powerful because it can literally change the quality of our lives. It can change your everyday life. You see what I'm saying? So even if it's something as simple as, okay, just like what Salaya was saying, like we got to be careful about what we say. So let's say you don't like your weight. You know, as women, we always on a weight thing. You know, we don't want to be 50 and then be like, man, I said I'm not going to look like that at 50, you know, or something like that. So we always talking about our weight and stuff like that. So let's say for whatever reason you don't like that. Well, just like the saying says, whatever you don't like about yourself, you can change. But it starts in your mind, and then it comes with your. So maybe you can say, okay, I am going to walk today. All right, I am so excited. I am going to walk for like an hour today. Nothing is going to stop me from walking today. And I think that right there, like, that's the start, because you're excited, you're going to do it, you're determined. Once you got it in your mind, it's there. And then another thing, too, don't worry about tomorrow. See, that's another problem that we have, is that you only have today. So, you know, it makes no sense to bring up tomorrow's whatever it is. Maybe you'll walk tomorrow, maybe you won't. But right now, there's this quote that says, I am at peace with all that has happened, is happening, and will happen. Period.
One of the things that we lack sometimes is determination and dedication. We so quickly give up, you know, just like I was listening to what you were saying about the workout thing. Yeah, that'll hold us for a couple of days, and sometimes we just give up, you know. And because we're so used to instant gratification, we don't think about the long term. We're always thinking, okay, well, I've been walking for 2 days, and nothing has changed, so we give up. And we sink back into, you know, our old habits and our old ways of doing things. And I understand that. Getting yourself in the mindset to be positive, it may not be an easy thing. And that's why these positive affirmations are so important. You know, find you one, make up one, look up one, and stick to it. And I guarantee you, once you start training your mind to look at things on the positive, you'll start feeling a whole lot better. Once you start looking at a glass half full instead of half empty, life will be so much better. You'll have so much peace in your life. And if we stay in today and not so focused on next week, because next week will rob you of all your energy and all your positivity for today.
Yeah.
Also, one of the things that Salaya said is very important. We have to get rid of those negative Nancys we got in our life, those negative people. Every time you say something to them, or every time you come to them with something positive, they like kill your mood. You know,
right.
Those type of people will drain you of any positive thoughts you have going on. You know, we have to be very, 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 very vigilant over the things that we allow in our spirits, in our minds. You know, we have to be very vigilant over those things. Because some people are just so draining.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's really important what you just brought up. But before I expand on that, you know, throughout life, we always hear people say, you know, don't let them get in your head, you know, or you may hear somebody say, you know, all you got to do is just get in her mind. You know, once you get in her mind, that's it. You know, just get in her head.
That's real.
You know, get in his mind. And it's really, really deep when you think about it, because see, once you penetrate your brain, your nervous system, you know, family, we gotta, hey, let's bring up a little biology and science here. Your brain is extremely powerful, okay? So the activities that's going on in your nervous system that's generated from your brain, this connects throughout your whole body. You know, so when they say, well, you know, all you got to do is just get in their head, man, why you let them get in your head like that? Everybody mm-hmm. has heard that, because, see, yes. once they can capture the most important part of your body, then they can govern everything else about you. You know, you will even see some movies and some TV shows. You notice how they will sometimes hypnotize people. They will sometimes mm-hmm. make people go under. And the reason why they do that is because once you give over that power to whatever governing authority, you know, whether it's your doctor or your therapist or whatever it is, they take control of that so they can get inside of your body, so they can get inside of your thoughts. So let's start thinking about it like that. And just going back to what Zariah was saying, you know, a really close friend of mine was having a discussion with me, and she was just saying about, you know, the man that she had been dating for a few years, she started to notice, like, the past, you know, year or so, that whenever she talked to him, that she just felt this heaviness. And she said mm-hmm. her mind and her heart told her that, okay, if this is love, then why do I feel so drained every time I talk to this man? Why is it that every time he and I get together, I'm supposed to be lifted up, but really I feel low, I feel void, I feel empty? And she, you know, she shared with me, she was just, you know, saying that I just realized that he was just speaking all of this negativity, and the negativity that was on him was literally mm-hmm. bouncing off of him to me. And I was like, wow. And she said, you know, as she is, they're going through a breakup and what have you. And she's a beautiful young lady. And she was just telling me, she's like, you know, every day I'm noticing that this weight is being lifted off my shoulder. And I just had mm-hmm. to come to grips with the fact that it was the negativity that was on this man that he thought he was harnessing personally, meaning, you know, people around you, they may be Debbie Downers and, you know, sap suckers, true enough, and they may be walking around with their head low, but truth be told, if you're around them enough, this kind of energy can bounce off you. So then before you
yes,
know
it can.
You walking like them, you talking like them, you acting like them, and if you're doing all three of those, that means that you thinking like them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's heavy. And, you know, when you was talking about how the sister just felt the weight being lifted off her, it made me think about dead weight. And that's another saying that we've all heard, like, you know, why, you know, you carrying that dead weight. Now, a dead body is heavier than a body that actually has the breath of life in it. So, you know, I mean, we ain't never carry no dead bodies, but we know, like, dead bodies are heavy. And so, hence the saying, dead weight. So that's heavy, because it's heavy. It's literally heavy, you know, when you have the energy just drained from you, like, it feels heavy. You know, it is dead weight. And so when you were talking about that, we hitting it hard and heavy tonight. The ladies are really, really giving you ladies some great insight tonight. And we got to go to a break. Y'all know how we do. It is Throwback Thursday, but we're definitely going to pick this conversation back up. Don't forget, this is a live call-in show, so if you have any input that you would like to add, that guest call-in number is 319-527-6302. Again, 319-527-6302. Call in and just share your input with us. Maybe you have some nuggets of wisdom as well. You can type them in a chat room, text us on the side, however you want to do it, and we'll be sure to include it in tonight's show. We got much more coming up. So let's go ahead and throw it back with, now, don't laugh at this throwback, y'all, but, because it's not too much of a throwback, but listen to the words. The throwback for tonight is I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly, but don't laugh, but listen to the words, though. R. Kelly is a very powerful writer as far as, like, the writer of songs. I mean, you know, but this song is just really powerful. So let's go ahead and throw it back with I Believe I Can Fly, and we'll be back after this. You're listening to BHYY Radio. We'll be back shortly. It's just taking it a couple seconds.
I can see it.
listening to the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network. Live with Acelia, Celia, and Zariah. Thursdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
The science is called neuroplasticity, and it means that our thoughts can change the structure and function of our brains. The idea was first introduced by William James in 1890, but it was soundly rejected by scientists who uniformly believed the brain is rigidly mapped out, can't change it. Certain parts of the brain control certain functions, and once that part is dead or damaged, it's just gone. Well, it appears they were wrong. Of course they were wrong. It has the power, the brain, to change its own structure, even for those with the severe neurological afflictions. People with problems like strokes, cerebral palsy, and mental illness can train other parts of their brains through repetitive mental and physical activities. So what does this have to do with positive thinking and with you? Well, it means that repetitive positive thought and positive activity can rewire your brain and strengthen the brain in areas that stimulate positive feelings. Welcome back to BHYY Radio. We are back from our break. That was, I believe, If I Can Fly by R. Kelly. We are talking about positive affirmations. And before the break, we were talking about training your brain. And one of the ways that you train, when you train for something, you have to be consistent. You have to be committed. So if we are consistent and committed to positive thought and positive speech and positive action, then we can internalize all of that. And it can be reflected both inwardly as well as outwardly. And so one of the things the ladies was talking about before we went on the break is that we often give up. And so that's that kind of, you know, we got to start all over again, so to speak. So remember to be consistent and committed to your goal as far as just thinking more positive and just being an overall just beacon of light. You ever been around somebody who's just always happy, always laughing, always just with joy, who wants to be around them? That energy emanates from them, comes on you, and you are just, it's the opposite of what we were talking about before. You know, Celia brought up that example, that really powerful example of, you know, being around certain people and then start to take on their thoughts. Like, that's really heavy, you know, because if you take on someone's thoughts, then, man, that's just deep. So likewise, you know, if we're trying to train ourselves to think more positively, we have to be around people who are positive. We have to speak it. We have to believe it. And then, as the song says, you can do it.
You know, that's so powerful what you're saying, you know. And to Abiago's all the esteem and praise, because I have people tell me that all the time. Man, it is you when you is just so, like, you know, the energy and the vibe is just so good. And that's because I'm generally a happy person all the time. I'm joking, I'm laughing, I'm smiling. And that's just the energy I have. Because, see, when you've been through so much, you learn to be positive and to be grateful in all matters, because you know you have a purpose, you know. And those positive affirmations, they keep me on point. And I don't know, did you all listen to the words of that song? Man, that's so powerful. If I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. You know, I'm sure I missed that a little bit. But you guys get the point of what I'm trying to say. Man, the mind is very vital, and it can change the dynamics of your whole existence. You know, we have to tap into the positive side of it. You know, we have to tap into the power of the mind and use it for positive things, you know. And of course, we have so many things to be thankful for.
Exactly.
And of course we know that everything is spiritual. So it's not shocking when you're around negative people that it jumps on you, because it's spiritual.
Right, absolutely. And that's something that definitely that we definitely cannot forget about. You know, energy is spiritual, and even words is spiritual. You know, we live in a society where they come up with sayings, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. We live in a society where people put words out every second of every day. Social media has amplified the usage of words, has people putting their hearts more on display now more than ever before. And it's also a very dangerous time because words are handled so carelessly. And if we know that words is spiritual, then what we have is people perform a lots of witchcraft, lots of deception. A lot of that negative energy is being put out in the universe every time someone speaks in a way that is not uplifting and positive. It adds to the negative energy that's already out there. And we cannot forget that we are still in this earth. We still live in the world, and we are affected by all of this negative energy constantly emanating, you know. And so whenever we can take a moment within the privacy of our homes and our minds to at least have a few hours of the day, or anytime we can take a moment and to contribute to the positivity out there, then our positive words and our positive spirit and our positive energy goes out in the universe too, and we help to make the world a better place. And I don't want it to sound like, I'm not trying to sound like, you know, make the world a better place, but seriously, like,
It's true. I like how you did that. No, that's true. That's true, Efi. Because you know what, as you're saying that, I'm thinking about it too, because, you know, we have to realize, you know, that this stuff is real, and you can measure that by your daily life. You know, as we grow up, you know, like when we're small children, you know, you notice how we tend to have a lot of friends. You know, we got tons and tons of friends in grade school. But as we grow older, you know, our circle of friends become smaller and smaller, and they dwindle down. And that's because the things that we go through in life, you know, your experiences in life, and Zariah, I like how you brought that up, just tying it back in, the experiences that we go through in life really help to shape our future and the things that we embark on, you know, the kinds of jobs that we have and the kinds of relationships and with certain kinds of people. But you will begin to notice, and I know everybody can attest to the fact that as adults, you know, especially when you're striving to be righteous and, you know, living according to the scriptures, which is the Bible, following the laws, statutes, and commandments, you will realize that your inner circle is very, very small. And a lot of that has to do with the fact of these are people who are positively affirming, meaning you are in agreement with these people. You all share the same thoughts. You all share the same actions. You share the same visions. You share the same dreams. Now, I'm not saying word for word. I'm talking about the whole concept of it all. Now, even though your inner circle may be very, very small, you know, I'm talking about maybe sometimes we don't even have enough friends that we can count on our right hand, and that's fine. But EC is so beautiful when you said that if you can be that type of person to positively affirm in your life and to be active and proactive about it, that light and that love and that positivity, it shines throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So it may start with you and your circle of friends that may be two or three sisters, but trust me, the light and the love and the you know, the positive energy and all of that, you know, all of those righteous feelings that you give, that you may think maybe just for you and your small group of friends, people see that. And it does help change people. It does help change people. So So you may not be thinking that, you know, well, dang, I ain't necessarily say that to the sister, you know, so, you know, to like encourage her and build her up. But it may be just that positive information in your speech that may cause that sister to change her way of thinking. So really, like EC was saying, it does help make the world a better place and the people around you.
Exactly.
It really does. It does, and it's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful.
You're right. It is beautiful. And when she said that, the first thing that came to my mind is that song, Heal the World.
Me
make
too,
it a better
yes.
place. That was the first thing that came to my mind. You know, and to keep it more real for you, when we say that this is spiritual, you know, my last job, let me tell you, it was so many spurs and so much everything going on up in there. I had to literally spend my ride home deprogramming myself, you know, because I didn't want to, you know, it was just so much going on. I didn't want to bring none of that negativity home with me, you know, and these things, they jump, you know. It's like, man, you get around enough negative people and it rubs off on you, you know, it rubs off on you. So it's really important that we deprogram and retrain our minds to think of things on a more positive light. You know, speak positivity into your life, into your situation. Stop speaking curses on yourself. Stop speaking curses on people around you. You know what I'm saying? Be motivating. Be a motivational tool. You know, and we have the light. We illuminate, you know. Go around people and be a light. You know, and I'm going to tell you another thing. Sometimes you could be so, don't get upset if people don't want to be around you, or, you know, you starting to think people don't like you. It's not that. They like Carol Ann. They trying to stay away from the light. They see that positivity, and they run from it.
Right.
You know, you're going to have those people that are attracted to it, but you're going to have those people that just not ready. They don't know what it is about you, but it's something about you that ain't mixing with what's going on with them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, man, this
that's
right
yourself.
Here is so powerful, because we need to hear this. You know, we need to hear this, and we need to keep a smile on our face, a smile in our heart, and a smile on our mind.
Indeed, yep. Yeah. And, you know, if I may just put in a little illustration for everybody who, like, may still not be getting it, or, you know, you can't make it personal for you. You don't necessarily know how to identify with what we're talking about. Here's an illustration. For instance, you're in a relationship with your husband, your man, your fiance, okay, and you got two or three sisters who you down by law with, right? But every time y'all get on the phone, these two sisters is talking about all of the negative stuff that's going on in their relationship, how they beefing, they arguing, she upset with him, she's unhappy, this, and that. It's always something
some
going on.
Some of them ain't got no man.
Always, and some, you know, something's always negative in her relationship. Then all of a sudden, in your private space with your man, not all of a sudden y'all beefing. Not all of a sudden everything you do is not good enough. Not all of a sudden you looking at him sideways. Y'all arguing when y'all normally be peaceful. Y'all fighting when y'all normally be kissing and hugging. Okay, so what's really going on? It could be the fact that you spend so much time on the phone with Debbie Downer and them, and listening to what they say all of the time. So now it's done permeated so much, because, again, you talking about it, you thinking about it, so guess what? It's governing all of your moves. So she done told you something negative about her man, so now you looking sideways at your man. Think about it. She having problems at her job with this, that, and the third, and can't nobody stand her, and, oh, I don't know why people don't like me, and I always got an issue. I can't, my boss this. And okay, so now all of a sudden you having problems at your job? Oh, so now guess what? Now it's all three of y'all on the phone right now. Debbie Downer times three. And then you want to take it over here to the next sister. So now it's a whole circle of Debbie Downers. And like Zariah said, don't be mad if you cross a positive Patty and she don't want nothing to do with you. The reason why she don't want nothing to do with you is because she don't want that negative energy. She don't want it. So don't be surprised, because she understands the energy behind it.
And, you know, one of the things I tell you, I live by this. Like, you got to be very careful of the people that you have in your circle and who you take advice from. Because most of the people that give you negative advice concerning a relationship, they don't have a man. You know, one of the things that I've always, and I live by this, I can't talk to a person that's not married about my marriage situations. Because if anything they say going to be negative, that's the reason they don't have a man. I can't talk to nobody about how to raise my children and how I should do with my children if they don't have any children. That's just a rule that I make for myself because it keeps down all the negativity. Most people that's calling you, oh, child, you need to go, you know, especially the single women, you know, always want to give you advice on how to do this and how to do that. Be very careful of that. Be very careful because you're going to find yourself in the same boat that they in by yourself.
Yes, that's real. That's real right there.
Yeah.
So be careful who you taking advice from. And just as a rule of thumb, just, you know, as a rule of thumb, make sure that whatever advice, and it can be in whatever area of your life, it's all encompassing. Whatever advice you're seeking, make sure that the person you are getting that advice from can identify with you in
exactly.
that way, just like just said, you know. So, you know, if they not married or if they don't have kids, just, you know, stuff like that, then they can't really. And that's why our testimonies is so important because people don't say it, you know. Some, you know, of course people, you know, just think things in their mind, and we may not always say it, but it feels good to be, it feels good for someone to sit down and have a conversation with somebody who you know has been where you've been or who you know has struggled the way you struggle or who you know has identified
exactly.
in some kind of way with your
that's
particular
right.
situation. And so that's not
exactly.
something that people always say out loud, but it is true. You do feel more not only empowered, but empowered. You feel more empowered and you feel more encourage that you can make the
mm-hmm.
same positive change, you can do the same thing, and you can achieve
yeah,
the same
as
this person
too.
Having this
exactly.
was exactly where you are now.
Absolutely. So check yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know, start today, and of course we should already be doing it, but start today by doing that inventory with the people in your circle. You know, and we have to do this, family. We have to do this. We have to take an inventory on the kinds of people that we have in our life. Because truly, if your relationship is not growing, if, you know, if it doesn't, you know, ooze love and positivity and, you know, all of that good stuff, peace and comfort and safe time for you to check some people off of your list. And I know that as women, we have a very hard time with just, you know, letting people go. You know, sometimes we have to understand that when you let go, when you go ahead and when you prune your tree, it allows you to grow. So if you have to prune, don't be afraid to. You may only end up with two or three sisters. It might just, and you know what? Sometimes, and I'm just speaking for experience, sometimes it may just be you and your husband. But see, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay because if that is the safest relationship for you at this time, so you could go ahead and re-energize and regenerate your positivity, that's fine. Sometimes you may just need to slow down and pray to our Father. Sometimes you may just have to pray to Father Yah to get yourself right, you know? And
mm-hmm.
it's okay to do that. We can't be afraid to let go of this dead weight because some of us will carry it for years and years and years. And then we look at, you know, around us and we wonder why everything else is dead and dehydrated and not moving. It's because you got all this dead weight.
Exactly. And we have a caller on the line here. Don't forget, ladies, we got about 3 minutes left, so we still got a little bit of time if you want to chime into tonight's conversation. We're talking about positive thinking and positive thought, positive affirmations, 319-527-6302. And so we have this is Sister Tahelia at 260739. Shalom, shalom, you on the show.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Kofi. Hey.
Hey.
Shalom.
Hey.
Awesome, awesome, awesome show. I'm a firm believer in encouraging yourself. A lot of times we forget to do that. One of the things that, for as far as positive affirmations that I've done, is with me and my daughter, we have this little list that we say, and I make her look in the mirror and say it to remind herself who she is. And this is encouraging to get her day started. So then at the end of her affirmations to say, I'm this, and finally believing them, then she's ready. And she then when you start to believe those same affirmations that you tell to yourself, you won't allow other people to come into your life and tell you anything different. You won't allow the negativity because when you put yourself around positive people, your entire conversation changes. Your whole attitude changes. Your whole life changes. And so it's about sometimes you just got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to stand there and list out everything that you are. If you're a child, you're a child of Yah, remind yourself that that's who you are. And that way you'll stay on point, you'll stay on focus, and mentally you'll stay where you're supposed to be. And you won't let negativity in your life and get you down.
I like that a lot.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's one of those
I'm sorry. But since
that's right on time.
Because you know what? Once you start knowing who you are and telling yourself these things, you won't settle for nothing less of anybody else, and you won't have those type of people in your circle. So that's very powerful, and thank you for sharing that. Because that's something we need to get into practice of. We have to understand our worth, and we don't have to put ourselves through unnecessary changes. You know, we don't have to drain ourselves with other people's negative energy. We have to understand who we are, what we stand for, and stand by it. And guess what? Accept nothing less from nobody else. So, hallelujah. I told off his
shirt. I love that.
Yeah,
that
was that was very powerful. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go ahead and park you here. We got about 60 seconds left on the show. But, man, that's so powerful because of all of the reasons the ladies just said. And it just works in so many different aspects of our lives. And when you get to the point of loving yourself enough to where not only are you putting out good and receiving good, but you don't accept nothing but good, and your standards are raised in every aspect of your life, whether that's just if you're a single woman, you know, looking for a husband, whether that's looking for men, or whether that's the kind of people you surround yourself or the kind of conversations that you have. Everything about your life just revolutionizes because you are vibrating on a higher frequency. And some people, especially those who are not where you are, they may even mistake it for arrogance. But there's a difference between being arrogant and being and loving yourself and just being okay with who you are. Because a lot of sisters do have low self-esteem. A lot of us do, you know, need to do those actionable steps that Tahelia just talked about she does with her daughter. I mean, none of us are too old to do that. You know, we can cut it off. Those of you in the chat room, if it cuts you off, go ahead and call 319-527-6302, and it's going to you're going to be able to continue to listen to the show. Right now, we are in the archives, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up so that it don't cut off on people who are on the phone lines. But, yeah, so as my closing remarks, you know, some of us, we can do that, you know, affirm those things and stand in the mirror and just tell ourselves that, because that's something. Maybe that's another conversation for another show as well. Just picking up from where the Sister Tahelia left off of is that once you reach a certain level of you know who Yah is, you know who you are as a servant of Yah, you know what Yah wants and needs you to do, you know what your purpose is, you love yourself and you respect yourself and you don't just put out positivity for the sake of yourself, but for the sake of the universe as well, just for the sake of the world as well. And you only attract that goodness, and you don't, just like you said, Zariah, you don't let nobody come over and try to speak negativity into your positive space. This is pure space here. This is positivity. This is everything right here. So you're not going to come over here and invade this all these blessings I got going on with the negative stuff, and naturally you reject it, and rejecting it don't mean that you have to say it like, you know, I reject you or nothing like that, but your energy rejects it, and you're not moved, you're just unscathed, you're untouched by all of the extra stuff, and man, that just changes your entire life. You attract nothing but people of light. You attract man, that's what it is. And so also remember that, as we spoke about earlier with the draining of the energy, with the negativity, remember, again, the brain, it starts in the mind. When you constantly focus on whatever you focus on, that's what you're strengthening. That's what you're strengthening those cells and those functions in your brain. So if you focus on overthinking or worrying, or obsessive overthinking and all of that, you're strengthening that aspect of yourself. But if you focus on nothing but good, nothing but hope, nothing but positivity, nothing but encouragement, you're strengthening those functions and those signals in your brain, and you can't help but put out the same thing that you are, you know, that is internal. You can't help but to reflect externally what is inside of you. So, ladies, go ahead and close us out with some closing remarks.
Don't reject them, just rebuke them. No, but deprogram, reprogram, and to mind under control. Think of positive thoughts. Speak positivity into your life. And we've pretty much summed it all up.
Yes, absolutely. I really don't have anything else to add other than, you know, may you all have a blessed week, and we pray that this show has been a true blessing to you as it has been to us.
All right, we will see you ladies next week. Let's go ahead and close it out with Gonna Keep Serving Yah. I'm not sure who sings that song, I'm ashamed to say, but it is a hit. Gonna Keep Serving Yah. We'll see you next week. Shalom and Yah bless.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.